Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is as 2022 winds to its end. We're going to be talking about new pressure that is being placed on justices of the Supreme Court, particularly Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor. Why? Because Democrats want them to resign. I said that right. Democrats. They do. Why? Because they're worried, obviously, about President Biden losing the election. And if that happens, then you've got another Republican to make more appointments to the Supreme Court. So it could get even more lopsided than the 6-3 margin that they count on the court today. We're going to be talking about that with James Taranto, who is the editorial page editor of the Wall Street Journal, longtime member of the Journal editorial board. He's written about this whole idea that justices who are approaching a certain age should face the actuarial realities decide that it's time to hang it up and have some kind of replacement that would be appointed by a Democrat, not by another Republican, whether his name is Trump or DeSantis or Haley, her name, whatever the name happens to be of the next Republican president. There is also a new survey that shows that overwhelmingly Americans think that if the founding fathers could look at their country right now, today, they would be deeply disappointed. How many believe that? About 3/4 of Americans believe that. Is that true? We will consider that proposition. We'll also consider the proposition that the Rolling Stone magazine has declared that 2022 is, among many, many other things, going to go down in history as the year of the cannibal. Why? I mean, we have all kinds of crime surges, particularly regarding shoplifting and assault and every imaginable sort of crime. But there hasn't been a great deal of attention to an outbreak of cannibalism anywhere except at the movies. Why is it that this year you have a bunch of films, some of them critically acclaimed, like Bones and All, the latest from Timothy Chalamet, who I think is the most overrated actor around right now. We will talk about why the fetish for cannibalism in so many films, about a half dozen of them this year. We're also going to be talking about some of the big new films that are being released right around this New Year's weekend, including the controversial new film by Will Smith. Is it a comeback film? Is it historically accurate? Emancipation is about Will Smith playing a runaway slave. Plus, there is a brand new film from Tom Hanks, which is Tom Hanks as you've never seen him before, because he's kind of comes across as an undefeatably, undeniably nice guy, not in A Man Called Otto. And then the same director, Mexican director, who won Oscars for his films, The Birdman and The Revenant. And that he is back, Alejandro Iñárritu, who with his Bardo, False Chronicle of a Handful of Truths, strange in title, right? And then one of the big surprise hits of the year, Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is now available from multiple streaming services, and a new film called Living, which has been getting some best of the year and worst of the year attention. I will be talking a little bit about my best of the year and worst of the year. But after the year that he's had, there are people like Jonathan Lehmeyer of MSNBC who believe that Joe Biden is entitled to take some well-deserved rest. He checked in 2 days ago into St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Beautiful location, never been there. But here is what Jonathan Lehmeyer on MSNBC had to say about the president's vacation.
President Biden is in St. Croix this morning. He didn't have to fly southwest, so he got there. And the president will be ringing in the new year with his family in that tropical paradise. He's scheduled to return to Washington on January 2nd, the day before the Democratic Party cedes control of the House to Republicans. Also looming is his decision whether to run for re-election. I think that it's clear that President Biden should take some well-deserved rest right here because he's coming back to a lot. Yes, questions about his future, but also a divided Washington and a House GOP that is intent to make life very challenging for the president and his West Wing.
Okay, very challenging indeed. There are a pair of columns today that are very much worth covering because they have to do with the future of the country and the future of our politics, and particularly the future of this elderly president. Does the fact that he's elderly matter? Well, when you looked yesterday at the USA Today piece where they did all the polling about what people want in a president, the number of people who want a president over 80 is 1%. I mean, that's not 1% of Republicans. It's not 1% of Democrats. It's 1% of everybody. I think, yeah, good idea to have a president over 80. Joe Biden would be 82 when he takes the oath of office. He's 80 now. And is it cruel and inappropriate to talk about his age as a factor in the election? No, it's going to be a factor in the election. Mark Thiessen, who is a former speechwriter for President George W. Bush, has these two different columns, and I want to cover both of them. The 10 worst things Joe Biden did in 2022. You have to think about that one, right? And the 10 best things Joe Biden did in 2022. When you compare these two lists, well, it really does tell you something. Here is the list of the 10 worst things Joe Biden did in 2022 from Washington Post columnist Mark Thiessen, who was a prominent conservative opinion leader. Biden, number 10, presided over a plethora of disasters. On Biden's watch this year, our country experienced the worst inflation in 40 years. The largest decline in real estate and real wages in four decades, the highest gas prices ever recorded in the U.S., the biggest annual rise in food prices since 1979, the crisis-level labor shortages, and the worst crime wave in many cities since the 1990s. Number nine, he called Georgia's election law Jim Crow 2.0. Despite Biden's ugly and false claim, early voting shattered Georgia's record for midterm elections. Number eight, he and his party urged Republicans to reject extremists even while promoting them in GOP primaries. Number seven, his administration discharged thousands of troops for refusing COVID-19 vaccination, and that in the midst of the Army falling short of its recruitment goals by 25%. He begged foreign despots, number six, to produce more oil while weakening domestic production. And in an unconstitutional power grab, he canceled up to $1 trillion in student loans. Okay, there is much more, five more, that we will cover concerning Joe Biden and the worst things he did in 2022. We will also get to the best things he did. But first up, James Taranto joining us from the Wall Street Journal to talk about the Supreme Court and the time to resign. Coming up.
Michael Medved.
It's right here and right now and very present, and this is the moment. This is the moment.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Michael Medved show, we are very pleased to welcome to this show the editor of the opinion page on the Wall Street Journal, James Taranto, who is a longtime member of the editorial board at the Wall Street Journal and a very prominent commentator on current affairs. He has a new piece that just appeared in the journal. The headline, Democrats hold the Senate and liberal justices suddenly get old. Well, the liberal justices are not that old, certainly not compared with the Supreme Court standards or even presidential standards or Speaker of the House or House Majority Leader standards. at least the going out House Majority Leader. The Elena Kagan is 62. Sonia Sotomayor is 68. James, what's the idea of so many prominent people from the left now talking about why these two ladies should resign?
Well, hi, Michael. Let me just begin by correcting you. I'm the editor of the op-ed pages. My boss, Paul Zugo, is the editor of the opinion, the full opinion pages. I just don't want to take credit where it's undue. What happened here was I noticed almost immediately after the election, when Republicans were expected to win big, people thought we were soon going to see a push for Joe Biden to quit. After all, he's going to be 80 years old. There will be these anonymous stories saying he's too old and feeble to go on. Of course, the Republicans didn't do that well, so that didn't happen. But 2 days after the election, a man named Dylan Matthews, who writes for Vox.com, tweeted that it's time for Kagan and Sotomayor to consider retiring. And the argument here, the political logic of it makes sense. The Democrats look like they may not hold the Senate for more than another 2 years because they have some tough seats to defend in 2024, and Republicans are mostly in Republican seats. So a Republican Senate majority in the next 6 years after this coming term is not out of the question, and that will make it very difficult to even if Biden is reelected or a Democrat succeeds him, to get a Democratic Supreme Court nominee through.
And the idea being the example of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, despite extremely big health challenges that she was facing, she hung on and passed away shortly before the a Trump administration went away, and so we got Justice Barrett.
That's right. And Justice Ginsburg came under pressure to retire as early as 2011, when liberals were afraid that Barack Obama might not be reelected. She was 78 at the time. She had already had cancer twice, and liberal commentators were saying she should get off the bench, make way for somebody younger so that to avoid the risk of a Republican replacing her, appointing her successor, which ended up happening almost a decade later.
Yeah, and again, giving people this Supreme Court lineup that the left is particularly concerned about. Is this part of an early effort to make the Supreme Court a major political issue? They didn't really focus on the court aspect of things as much as they did on national legislation regarding abortion, which got passed, the Respect for Marriage Act. But do you think that the Democrats are going to try to gain strength by focusing on what is an increasingly unpopular Supreme Court?
Well, on the contrary, I think that what they're saying here is a sign of weakness. If they thought that they could win seats in the Senate or win the presidential race by campaigning on the threat from a conservative Supreme Court, they would do that. They wouldn't be saying, please get off the bench, you know, trying to give Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor the hook now when they're only in their 60s. Kagan is only 62, and as far as we know, she's in good health.
Yeah, you point out in your piece, which is linked up at our website at michaelmedved.com, you point out in your piece that this really began with the fights in the Nixon administration, where he had two appointments in a row that were voted down by the U.S. Senate. It was a majority Democratic at the time, but he appointed Judge Haynesworth and Judge Carswell. Judge Haynesworth, it turns out, in his appellate career, ended up being a distinguished jurist who did not deserve the kind of obloquy and nastiness that he received in the Nixon administration, right?
That's right. He was rejected more or less on ideological grounds, and he was the first Supreme Court nominee in modern times to be rejected on those sorts of grounds. And then Carswell was rejected by a similar coalition. These were bipartisan coalitions. There were a lot of liberal Republicans and conservative Democrats then, so these weren't as partisan as they have been. But yes, that set in motion the current era of ideological and now partisan Supreme Court nomination fights. We then saw Robert Bork, and the last justice to be confirmed, amazingly enough, is Anthony Kennedy. Sorry, to be confirmed unanimously is Anthony Kennedy in 1988. There have been dissenting votes for everyone since, and they've been close to party line votes since Chief Justice Roberts in 2005.
And what is the speculation right now when people actually look at the court and look at someone resigning? There has been some talk about some of the health issues involving Chief Justice Roberts. Is he the most likely to depart?
Well, I haven't heard anything about any expected retirements anytime in the near future. I think people were waiting to see if Justice Breyer would yield to the pressure to retire, which some of these liberal commentators began adding him to their list in 2014. Of course, justices never say they're retiring strategically. They never say it publicly. But many of them appear to have done so. Republican justices have retired during Republican administrations, as, for example, Justice Kennedy did most recently. Democratic justices and liberal Republicans have retired during Democratic administrations. But I haven't heard anything about any expectations of retirements anytime soon. I suspect most of these justices would like their jobs and would like to keep them. And, of course, the oldest justice now, Justice Thomas, is still under 75 years old.
Of course, when you look at the age of other leading officials, some of them who are stepping aside now, people like Steny Hoyer, people like Speaker Pelosi, the issue...
Yeah, this is a relatively young court. Usually there's at least one justice in his 80s. John Paul Stevens was 90 when he retired in 2010.
Which is really, again, today, 90 is the new 70, right? at least that's what President Biden hopes. James Toronto, I'm hoping you can join us for a further conversation about a new survey that says that overwhelmingly people think the founding fathers would be appalled at the United States today. They would not be proud or pleased. True, an exaggeration, or impossible to say. We'll continue the conversation with James Taranto of the Wall Street Journal coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Considered the greatest soccer star in the world, Pele has died. He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970. He helped fill American stadiums to capacity when he joined the North American Soccer League in the late 70s. Pele had been in poor health for years, battling cancer, heart, and kidney problems. He was 82. The East Coast and the Heartland are pretty much back to winter normal, but the West Coast is getting another atmospheric river, a massive amount of rain that will eventually drench the entire coast, according to Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service.
The Pacific Northwest, coastal areas of Washington, Oregon, all the way southward into northern to central California. Eventually it gets all the way south to southern California as we get on into the end of the weekend.
Southwest Airlines is promising to do what it can to compensate passengers for the thousands of canceled and delayed flights. attacks over the past week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to be joined by an editor at the Wall Street Journal, the editor of the op-ed pages. His name is James Taranto. He is the author or co-author of an important book, which is called Presidential Leadership, Rating the Best and Worst in the White House. Has the most recent edition was 2004 of the Presidential Leadership?
That was 2005. 2004 was the first edition, and then 2005 we put out a paperback in which we redid. This was based on a survey of scholars ranking the presidents. We redid the survey to include President Bush's first term.
Uh-huh, right. And obviously you haven't gotten to the business of rating President Trump yet.
No, or President Obama, for that matter. Never mind President Biden.
Okay. Well, going back to President Obama and the era even of President Bush, the American people seem to think that the Founding Fathers would be deeply, deeply disappointed. There's a headline from YouGov.com. Two-thirds of Americans say the Founding Fathers would be disappointed with the U.S. today. And it says across political parties, Americans generally agree the Founding Fathers would be disappointed rather than proud with how things are going in this country. And just for the heck of it, I actually looked up another poll that was from way back in 2004. And July 4th, 2004, it's a CNN poll, and they ask, how would the likes of Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin feel about the way the United States has turned out 232 years after declaring independence? Most Americans say they're proud to be citizens, but most also think the Founding Fathers wouldn't be pleased. Majority of Americans, and the numbers are almost identical. It's about two-thirds of the public thinks that the Founding Fathers would be disappointed or disillusioned or displeased in some way with the country. Why do you think that is and has held so steady for, well, at least the last almost 20 years?
I guess I would say the answer to that is because we have an idealized view of the founding fathers. We compare our vision of the country they were trying to set up with the country as it actually is, and we see flaws in it, and what we consider to be flaws depends on our particular viewpoints and ideas. I don't know. I hadn't really pondered this question, but I suppose if I asked myself what would the founding fathers think of this country, I think they would be very pleased that we've lasted for nearly 250 years, and we have essentially the same form of government that they set up. I imagine they'd be disappointed with certain ideas that we've perhaps lost sight of, and I suppose my account of what they would be disappointed with would back my own disappointments. But I have to say what the founding fathers did was a great achievement. They set up a constitutional system like nothing else in the world.
And the other thing that people forget about is some of the changes in terms of actually the democratic aspect of this republic. There is much more participation in terms of making decisions. And obviously, the progress that's been made against racism, against slavery, many of the founding fathers at the Constitutional Convention were very unhappy with the convention doing nothing to eliminate or to hold back or to reduce slavery. The one thing they did do is they set up in the Constitution itself the specific ability 20 years after the Constitution was adopted to end the slave trade, the importation of slaves from abroad. So it's really very tough for me when you look at the fact that I was just watching the new Will Smith film Emancipation, which is a brutal and historically responsible film about slavery and its termination. And again, particularly with so many people now being at least sensitive on that issue, it surprised me that they wouldn't see that many of the founding fathers, certainly Adams and Franklin, who were openly anti-slavery, would have been gratified by the progress we've made in that area.
Yeah, I have to think that the founders would, if they looked at us today, would have to say, I'm glad they solved that problem. I'm not sure that what they would have thought of, say, popular election of U.S. senators or the accretion of power in the executive branch and in unaccountable administrative agencies.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have been huge fans of the growth of the FBI and, you know, other things that conservatives are particularly concerned about today. If you were looking as an odds maker at the likelihood that President Biden will actually, during his break in the Virgin Islands, take a serious look at his prospect of winning a second term and actually withdraw from the race, do you believe that is more likely than not, say, in the next 6 months?
Not unless he has some serious, undeniable health problem. I think Biden is determined to run again. The possibility of an external push out the door vanished with the disappointing Republican performance last month. I think Biden is very likely to run again.
The Mark Thiessen has a series of provocative columns on the worst things and the best things that Biden has done in 2022. Not to put you on the spot, James Taranto, but since I've got you, what's the best thing Biden has done and the worst thing that you would ascribe to the President of the United States for this year just closing?
I suppose the best thing is being reasonably tough on China and Russia. And the worst thing is trying to deal with inflation by spending insane amounts of money.
Those are very similar to the points that James Taranto makes. Idea that he has failed utterly, he was going to be a president who was going to bring Americans together and to end our divisions. And remember, he campaigned saying he was fighting for the soul of America. How do you grade him in that regard?
I guess I would give him a D. I mean, and the only reason it's not an F is because what president hasn't campaigned on a promise to bring America together and then failed to do it? I mean, maybe Reagan brought us together. I guess he won a 49-state landslide, so we were sort of more united then. But I mean, Obama made promises like that. I guess Trump openly campaigned as a divisive candidate, so you could give him credit for not overpromising there.
Promises kept. I remember the first president I recall was Richard Nixon. He campaigned in his acceptance speech. He talked about having seen a little girl holding up a sign that said, "Bring us together." And he wanted that to be the motivation of his campaign. And then again, he won another 49-state landslide, but that led directly to a series of alleged crimes and a resignation. James Taranto, the opinion page editor of the op-ed pages, editor of the Wall Street Journal, it's a pleasure talking to you. I wish you a happy new year. And you're in New York City, not the Virgin Islands, right?
Well, I'm in Miami for the holidays, but I'm based in New York City.
All right. Well, Miami doesn't have quite the same allure as President Biden is enjoying now in Miami. We'll talk about President Biden and the best and the worst of this year, 2022. A happy new year to James Taranto. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's the song that is played where everybody is on the chair, everybody at the, my mind's going blank now. What's happening? I can't remember. Lose track. My mind's going blank now. What the hell's going on here?
Where the hell are we?
My mind's going blank now.
I can't remember. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. What am I doing here?
My mind's going blank.
A suggested song that is making its way on the internet. My mind's going blank now. Joe Biden's greatest hit, perhaps a campaign song for his second term.
But my God,
it is when you look at his public expressions. Look, there have been moments. I mean, the State of the Union speech. We have another State of the Union speech coming up. Can't wait for that.
Stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
Again, there's sort of an aspect to this, like, and I'll tell you when I felt it with President Trump. When he spoke at West Point, if you remember, this was my moment of greatest sympathy for Donald Trump, because there was a slippery ramp, and he sort of tiptoed because he said these specially slippery shoes, and he didn't want to fall on his face like Gerald Ford did. And so you could see President Trump, and he's a substantial guy, meaty guy, and he's tiptoeing down the ramp. And people made a big deal out of it, and a big deal out of the fact that he held a cup of water during this speech with both hands. This is the least annoying thing about Trump. I mean, this is because that kind of attack is the kind of attack that I think tends to make people say, oh, you've just got it out for him. That's not true of Mark Thiessen and Joe Biden. When he compiles a list of the 10 worst things Joe Biden did in 2022, I think it's pretty persuasive and intelligently selective. And we had done the first five of the worst things. He presiding over a plethora of disasters, calling Georgia's election law Jim Crow 2.0, which is outrageous. He and his party urged Republicans to reject extremists while promoting them in GOP primaries with millions of dollars, as a matter of fact. His administration discharged thousands of troops for refusing COVID-19 vaccinations. He begged foreign despots to produce more oil while weakening domestic production. And number five, in an unconstitutional power grab, he canceled up to $1 trillion in student loans that people had already used and presumably benefited from. He has also failed, and this is number four, to avenge the Kabul airport bombing that killed 183 people, including 13 Americans. Biden warned those who carried out the 2021 attack, we will not forgive, we will not forget, we will hunt you down and make you pay. But But since the U.S. withdrawal more than a year ago, there have been no over-the-horizon strikes against the ISIS-K terrorists who were responsible. And we know who was responsible. He signed into law, this is number three, an Inflation Reduction Act that will not reduce inflation or climate change. And number two, he made the worst border crisis in U.S. history even worse. In fiscal 2022, there were almost 2.4 million encounters at the southern border, plus more than 600,000 known, quote, getaways, and 98 people on the terrorist watch list were stopped near the border. And then number one, the worst thing that he did in 2022, he slow-rolled military aid to Ukraine out of fear of provoking Vladimir Putin. He refused, writes Mark Thiessen, Ukraine's request for Stinger and Javelin missiles for months before Russia invaded. After Moscow attacked, he offered to help President Volodymyr Zelensky escape, to which the Ukrainian leader famously replied, I need ammunition, not a ride. Then Biden forced Ukraine to defend itself for months, primarily with antiquated Soviet-era weaponry, and blocked Poland from transferring Soviet-designed MiG-29 jets to Kyiv, terrified that stronger U.S. support would cause World War III. This prompted Zelensky to ask, what is NATO doing? Is it being run by Russia? Biden waited more than 9 months to give Ukraine just one Patriot air defense system, allowing Putin to destroy schools, homes, hospitals, and critical infrastructure. When he finally did deliver the game-changing high-mobility artillery rocket systems, HIMARS, they had been secretly modified so they couldn't fire long-range rockets. Okay, this is a damning list. He says at the end, Mark Thiessen, limiting this list to 10 was extremely difficult, so here are a few dishonorable mentions. Biden engaged in weak public hand-wringing at a Democratic fundraiser about his fears Putin might start a nuclear war. He fecklessly depleted the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to lower gas prices before the midterm elections. He didn't deliver on his promised support for Afghan women or for women rising up in Iran. And after promising to put his whole soul into uniting the country, he compared Republicans to racists, segregationists, and traitors. Sounds pretty bad. So, okay, on the positive side of things, and this is quicker, the Mark Thiessen says, this week I offer my annual list of the 10 best things the president did this year. Since President Biden gives me so much to criticize, we'll start with the best things. 10, he acted to prevent a crippling national rail strike. Okay, it's something that didn't happen, and thank God it didn't happen. Number 9, he's sending B-52s to Australia to counter China, which is a good thing. Number 8, he launched a full-court press against China's domestic semiconductor industry. Number 7, he signed the first bipartisan gun legislation in decades. If that's one of the very best things he did, following the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, Biden signed the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, co-sponsored by John Cornyn, Republican Texas, and Chris Murphy, Democrat Connecticut, that protects the rights of lawful gun owners while cracking down on criminal misuse of firearms. Okay. He secured the extradition of the terrorist charged with bombing Pan Am Flight 103, which killed 190 Americans. Okay. Finally, that got done, and that's a good thing. Libyan intelligence operative Abu Aguila Muhammad Massoud, suspected of building the explosive device used in the 1988 bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland, is the first terrorist linked to the attack to face justice in the United States. Number 5, he kept Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps on the U.S. list of foreign terrorist organizations. He did not try to bribe Iran to come back to the nuclear deal by taking it off. He won support for Finland and Sweden to join NATO. He killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, a good thing for the world. He declared the United States will defend Taiwan. He said that 4 times since taking office. And he saved Ukraine. It says that Biden's handling of Ukraine tops both my best and worst list this year. Here's the best. After Russia invaded, Biden did rally our allies to support Ukraine's self-defense, providing arms, money, intelligence, and diplomatic support that stopped Putin from seizing Kyiv. One accomplishment that does not make a compilation of the good things Biden did, but deserves grudging admiration nonetheless. Despite presiding over the worst inflation in 40 years, the worst collapse in wages in four decades, the highest gas prices on record, the worst crime wave since the 1990s, and the worst border crisis in U.S. history, Biden turned in the best first midterm performance of any president since John F. Kennedy, except for George W. Bush after the 9/11 attacks. This is an impressive achievement, but that does not erase some of the problems that Biden faces. I instinctually feel that the president who's now in the Virgin Islands will come back at least pulling back on the throttle a little bit in terms of pursuing a second term. I think that Biden's chances of winning a second term are slight. I mean, if you look at the numbers, as long as the Republicans don't decide to drink the Kool-Aid and the hemlock and to try to nominate the master of Mar-a-Lago, the fact is that Biden's record as president is not going to qualify him as the worst president of all time. But the idea that it would be viewed as successful, I think that these comparable lists of the best and the worst help to answer that question. When we come back, there's much more, including another set of best and worst movies of 2022, and why is this the year of the cannibal, and what does that show in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.